Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good show lined up. Our Eurovision wrap up for 2017. The contest has come to a close. Moment of silence. Plus some other good things we got to talk about. And I know what Rochelle's least favorite thing this week. I'll tell you in a sec. Michelle, I know what your least favorite thing is this week. Can you guess what it is?
Your face?
Well, not including my face.
Being pregnant?
Not being pregnant. Think?
What? I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to say it and you're going to go, yes, of course, that word, Eric. Ready for it?
What?
Your least favorite thing this week and possibly this month. Making piñatas.
Making what?
Piñatas. Yes.
No, that's not.
No. Because.
No, you know what my least favorite thing is this month?
What is?
The neighbor's dog.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more frustrating than making piñatas.
Because at least you can deal with a piñata.
You know what? I don't know why I decided to make my own piñata. The balloon keeps popping. It's so irritating. And then it just collapses.
We need to...
That's why it collapsed. The balloon popped again.
We need to consult a Mexican. How do they do it?
I think we need to get one of those foil balloons from the dollar store.
That won't pop, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll make a mission of that. Because I'm just looking at...
My deflated pinata.
And darling...
It makes you sad.
Darling, I love you. But that is probably the saddest looking thing I've seen all week.
Shut up. You didn't try and do it.
I know. Hey, I'm not saying I could do any better. In fact, I'd probably do 100 times worse. But
when you watch those videos, you're like, oh, that's so easy. I can do that.
Yeah, these YouTube experts, and then they make it look super easy.
Even Martha Stewart makes it look easy.
Martha Stewart makes everything look easy.
I know.
You know Martha Stewart has a show with Snoop Dogg, right? You're worth.
No.
She's on, I'm not sure the nature of the show, but I know that they are in some sort of television show together. This is not a lie. This is actually a fact.
Yeah, what do they do then? It's like the same
Maybe they get high together. Maybe they get high together and then they learn how to bake brownies and cakes. I don't know. It's like this odd couple. But apparently they are BFFs on some certain show, which I really should know more about.
I want to read her autobiography. Apparently, she's led a pretty interesting life, and she's come really far by herself.
Yeah, from being a model in the 60s to doing whatever in the 70s.
No, just this brand that she's created for herself. You go to, like, Michael's Craft Store, and there's just everything Martha Stewart. For scrapbooking and stuff.
Oh,
and
she's...
for, like, cake decorating. There's Martha Stewart everything.
Martha Stewart, the scrapbook
crazy
queen. So you are really super into Martha Stewart?
No, I just admire her for creating a brand that's all about her, and it's all about being the perfect homemaker. So clever.
Hmm.
It's like Pinterest, but instead of Pinterest, it's just Martha Stewart.
That's really all the Pinterest you need, really. Like, because I see all these things, but really, who does it the best? Martha Stewart, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, she does it the best, the best, the best.
She irritates me.
But she irritates you, but you admire her?
I admire her business.
Her business acumen and her ability to...
Yeah, but I don't subscribe to the Martha Stewart life. I don't buy her stuff. I don't...
Some sort of weird Stepford Wives type.
It's just too much. It's too much of a perfectionist type thing, and I'm not really a perfectionist like that.
Not in that way. You do things a little bit differently.
I do my own thing.
You do your own thing, and screw anybody who says otherwise, right? Hey.
Well, because Martha Stewart, if you want to, like, paint your house or something, or your room or whatever,
yeah.
Martha Stewart, you can like...
Oh, yeah, she has her own, like, colors, right?
She has
colors,
her own
right?
paint colors and everything, so you could do, like, a Martha... Whatever, you know, like, it's for people who are not creative at all, I think, is she basically gives everybody guidelines.
I'm sure you could take a little bit from her and take a little bit from everybody else. But if that's, it's, you know, it's kind of like if you walk into a house which is entirely furnished in IKEA. You know what I mean? It's like,
you can
certainly take ideas here and there, but mix it up a bit.
But, you know, we were looking at that Martha Stewart cookbook, and it actually had some pretty good recipes in it.
Really?
I thought so. Remember at your dad's place, she had
a Martha Stewart
cookbook.
Yeah, what was that thing you showed me, which I was just kind of blew my mind. Shoot. Completely forget.
Anyway, I don't know why we started talking about this.
Because it's very interesting stuff, Rochelle.
Oh, because you thought that my
least
favorite thing is a pinata. No, it's not. It's because my son's birthday is not for another 2 weeks. So the pinata failed. We still have time to make it happen. And the only thing that we've wasted is paper and flour and water. So really? It's really not
paper
that
we would have recycled, flour, whatever. Yeah. Water comes out of a tap.
Yeah. No big deal.
So, worst case scenario, we use all our candy and we make little goodie bags. And
exactly. And kids won't know anything.
And then we burn the pinata in the fire, as well as all the other stuff that we've been meaning to get rid of.
We do. We need to have a big fire.
We have some things which need to get burnt, including perhaps pinata pieces. I know some closet doors, which I don't know.
I don't know if we can burn those.
I don't know.
Because those have vinyl plastic on
them.
Yeah.
Well, technically you can burn anything, whether you should. That's an entirely different...
if we were in the middle of nowhere, I'd be like, sure, whatever.
Just burn it.
But I think our neighbors might come.
It's like, what's that weird burning plastic you smell?
That toxic smell?
Don't mind it. It's our business. It's like, it's making me faint. Shut up! It's my doors. Yeah, I guess we have a whole stack of things we want to burn. I know it's funny. It's funny. All these things you learn about owning a house. One thing I've learned: mice are assholes.
We don't have mice.
We had a mouse in our shed who decided to take a little chomp out of one of our chairs, which he bought last year. Therefore, he has moved over to the asshole species.
Haven't you always hated mice? I mean, like, when did you like them?
Well, me and mice have never really been best friends. However, when they start wrecking my shit that I paid money for, that's stepping over the line.
Don't you remember in our old apartment we had a mouse in our kitchen?
Yeah, but we weren't homeowners then.
Yeah, okay, but it went into our bags of food, like our flour and our oats, and chewed into it and ate a whole bunch of it and pooped in it and stuff, and that ruined a whole bunch of our food. Mice have always been assholes.
Yeah, really.
I don't understand why people want to have them as pets. And plus, they breed like crazy, and then you just get more and more and more.
And they probably eat their babies, I'm sure.
Probably. Hamsters do.
Ugh, hamsters.
Sometimes.
It's weird. Weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know. They're really hungry.
Speaking of babies and not eating babies, Rochelle, how are you feeling? We are as a family expecting another little addition coming up in a month. And let me tell you, it is a lot of work. I forgot how much work it is preparing for a baby. You get used to having a kid around. You get kind of complacent. You're like, oh, yeah, I got this kid thing figured out. And then you throw another in the mix. You're like, oh, yeah, all that stuff again. All that non-sleeping, all that extra work.
What are you talking about? That hasn't even started yet for you.
It's coming. It's coming, Rochelle.
Well, I mean, if I was you, I would be more prepared for that.
I'm not the biggest sleeper to begin with.
I know, but what I would do if I was you,
all right,
because you don't actually have to wake up and breastfeed, right? So, you know, you have to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
So what I would do if I was you,
okay,
is I would get a futon couch or bed downstairs here in your office.
And just camp out for like a year?
I would set that shit up now because you are going to be walking around like a zombie and you're going to try and be sleeping on the couch, you'll still hear the baby, Eric. You will still
I think in the basement is probably the best.
When you're sleeping on the couch in the on the middle floor.
Yeah, I got to get that sorted.
And
maybe I'll build a nest.
No, Eric, I'm the one that's doing the nesting.
No, I mean actually go out and gather like twigs.
Why don't you just sleep in it? No, I know. Why don't you just set the tent up in the backyard?
But the thing is,
burn your shit and camp out in the backyard.
I could totally camp out in the backyard because it will be summertime and it will be nice and pleasant.
But you'll stink at work.
Well, I'll go into shower in the morning, but like the actual sleeping part of my day will be maybe out and about in the tent.
Yeah.
Backyard camper. Sure, I'll seem like the neighborhood weirdo, but whatever.
Yeah, just like never shave. Be like, what? I'm a new baby.
People understand that. Like, we've been there before. Yeah, okay. I think you're understanding.
I think that's a good idea. We have like everything for camping. Just do it in our backyard.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't need to buy a futon. I have like a blow-up mattress in a tent.
Exactly.
Party on. Party on. I can have snacks. I can make s'mores by the fire.
Eat hot dogs like every day.
Man, we should have a baby every year.
That's like your dream. Let's have a baby come true.
All the time. Let's have you perpetually pregnant just so I could have hot dogs every day.
Oh my goodness, please no.
More. Eric wants more hot dogs.
I'm so done with being pregnant.
I know. And you were saying before I recorded, it's like, yeah, let's see how you'd like it. I wish you knew how it feels to be 8 months pregnant. I'm like, yeah, probably doesn't feel too good, I'm guessing.
No, it doesn't. So tired all the time.
So,
but you know, it was really cute when I was at the doctor's office because I think this is, you know, because this is our second, we're not,
sure.
You know, you're not coming with me to like all of my appointments and all that kind of stuff. Like you came to the ultrasound.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, this young couple, the guy is with the girl and as they're,
is it their first?
This is, I think so.
Yeah.
Because just the way they were acting. You know, like as he's leaving, he's like, okay, so, you know, he grabs the business card. He's like, so this is the number that I phone, like if she goes into labor and, you know, like,
the thing is like, we were
and
there.
I'm thinking, I'm like, she doesn't look like she looks like she's close, but you know, it's not really, it's not like an emergency when you start going into labor.
But I remember like the first time Beau was sick, I was like, We were both kind of freaking out. First time for everything. It's like, okay, what's going on? He has a croup and he's like a couple of months.
Oh, yeah. That was really scary.
And it was
also because he didn't sound like he was able to breathe.
Yeah, it was kind of. But, you know, we figured out. We kept him alive. He seems happy. He's playing Mario Brothers and he's going to have a birthday. Party on.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. Was it the nurse's line or something for newborn
babies? Oh, the health link or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the best, phoning at like 2 o'clock in the morning saying.
You phone them any time.
Yeah, I think I phoned a couple times at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said at any time, right?
I know, it's great. It's the best.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's get to some show news. This is about the show itself. Obviously, Rochelle is ready to pop. So you're probably wondering, well, what's going to happen to the show? Are you going to do a show while she's giving birth? No, obviously not.
That's not
the way things work here. Rochelle obviously has, we both have things we need to work on in terms of getting ready for the baby. So, as we did the last time, when the baby number one came around, we've taken a little bit of a break and to kind of get things in order, get used to baby. And, so this can be,
Yeah, but then you're going to have,
oh yeah.
So Eric's going to keep the show going, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But you're going to have substitutes.
Yes. First of all, there's no replacing you, Rochelle. Let's be 100%.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Substitutes.
Yeah. They're substitute.
Yeah. So that should be fun. Like, you know, finding different people to come on the show.
Some people you've heard before, some people that you've not heard before, but, I'm just making sure that whomever I'm having on, is going to be fun, whether they are somebody you know or not. We're not going to get serious. We're not going to talk about serious stuff.
Oh, but I want to talk about Donald Trump all the time.
No.
All the time. Please.
Remember, we made a rule. We're not talking about Donald Trump. And And that means anybody who's on the show, whether that's you or whether who's sitting in your seat.
I'm getting kind of sick of it.
Of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
I like watching The View, but every single episode is just them complaining about Donald Trump over and over again. Everything. And it's like, okay, we get it. You guys voted in a stupid ass dude who doesn't know what he's doing, but like, you guys voted for him, so.
I know. I watch the same show. I watch The View also at lunchtime.
You do? Yeah, that's like for girls, don't you?
No, it's just like, no, in my lunchroom at work, it's just, there's a TV mounted this.
Oh, night. Because you work with all girls.
No, this it's always the channel that it's turned on to. Oh, and no one changes the channel, so I just happen to, when I happen to eat, there's Whoopi Goldberg bitching about Donald Trump. So anyways, that's all I want to say about that guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, give me a little bit of break, and then we'll be back with some more shows. Here's the thing. There's never, the internet doesn't stop, news doesn't stop. I'm always finding interesting things that need to be talked about. And it makes me agitated not to have an outlet. So there will definitely be shows coming up in a bit. But that's all I really want to say about that. I have a couple of stories here.
I want to talk about Eurovision. Come on. This is the Eurovision, post-Eurovision podcast, and you're not even talking about it.
I'm teasing.
What's wrong with you?
I'm being a bit of a tease.
Well, it's stupid. Okay. I don't like that.
Okay. Rochelle wants to talk about Eurovision.
Yes, please.
Let's talk about Eurovision. Well, Eurovision 2017 is all wrapped up in a nice little package, and let's talk about what the hell happened, shall we? We had a couple of predictions going into the show, and I think both of us were wrong in predicting who would be the ultimate winner of the contest. We had some feelings about who's going to be up.
But you know what? It wasn't like, it, for me, my predictions weren't as strong as, say, like when I predicted Lorraine or yeah, Lena, yeah, like Satellite, or you know,
this is the song.
I didn't know for sure. I didn't get that feeling, but I definitely did not get the feeling before the one that won.
So let's just
everybody knows who watched it. They know.
So let's play the winning song. This is Portugal, Salvador Sobral, Amar Pelos Dua. Which version do you want to play? The one with him by himself, or at the end with his sister?
The actual song that won.
Yeah, let's play this one. Here we go. Peço que regresses.
querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho. Talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Se o teu coração não quiser ceder, não sentir paixão, não quiser sofrer, sem fazer planos do que virá depois, o meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
Muito obrigado. Thank you.
That is our winner, Salvador Sobral, representing Portugal with Amar Pelos Dios Dos, whatever. So there you go. That is our winner. And now that, it's funny, now that we've had about 4 or 5 days to kind of digest this, soak it in, what are your thoughts now that you've had a couple of days to really kind of deal with this winter? Like, do you like it more that you've
I'm just trying to think, like, the first time that I heard him sing, I was like, okay, he can sing, like,
it's a beautiful voice.
And it's a beautiful song. I don't have any problems with it.
Yeah.
It's just not something that really, I don't know. I don't find it very memorable.
Yeah.
The song's not very memorable. I think it's beautiful and stuff. And I think it's maybe what bothers me a little bit too is his hair.
Okay. Let's explore
hair
that.
And he's just
sloppy.
Yeah, like his.
Yeah.
You're really like finishing my sentences a lot right now, and it's bugging me. Stop it, please.
I'm buttoning my lip.
Please, let me finish my train of thought. Okay, so his jacket is like really oversized, and I just want to go up on stage and be like, okay, like, change this jacket. You need to have this altered. Can we brush your hair maybe instead of putting it in a little ponytail? And then I don't know, like, it just, he just looks like he just like rolled out of bed and then went up on stage, and that kind of, I don't know why that bothers me. It just bugs me.
Somebody wants to say something.
Okay, here's our little man Bo.
What do you want to say?
I'm hungry.
Okay, well that's a good. Well, we're going to be eating very soon, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it. But, you know, all of that aside, when I'm just listening to it, like, he can sing really well. But I also kind of do like it that he isn't so, like, Eurovision-y put together. Like, I also do like that. I'm not saying that he needs to be, like,
you know what this reminds me of?
Like a pretty boy or anything like that.
And I think this is I was trying to figure out, well, why did this win? Like, you know, some songs that win, you know, whether you like it or not, are obvious. So you go, okay, well, that's a winner. You might not like it, but you go, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
This song captured both the jury vote, which, you know, not really a surprise, but also the popular vote very much, like, far and ahead. So both the jury and the popular vote, far ahead of its nearest competitor.
Yeah, but why do you think that is?
I think it's a song that appeals to, if this is me guessing, this is a song that appeals to all of Europe. It's like an old style song. It's also completely different than anything we've heard in the contests in years, in that there's very little theatrics. It basically was him on the smaller stage, because the performers were on that sort of larger circular stage. He was on the smaller stage,
with no lights, no visuals,
no fire, no,
just him,
no treadmills, no ape dancing, yeah. No nothing. And so in that sense, it was about the song. And what's going to be interesting is and this happens every year, is there's always kind of a reaction to the winner. What kind of songs are people going to bring to the contest next year? You know, because.
Yeah. Well, I think what really stands out for me about this guy is that is truly a musician and truly an artist. I mean, his sister wrote the song.
Yeah.
It's all original material. He didn't need, like you said, he didn't have to have any sort of special effects. He didn't need dancers. He didn't need anything to make this song better than it is. He just sang, which is the reason why I liked the UK entry. Yeah. Because the original video is just her standing there and singing. But then for the final performance, they had to glam it up and do all these special effects. But it was just her singing. I think it would have been more powerful if they didn't have all that gold stuff shooting out of her while she was singing.
Yeah, yeah.
I found that really distracting.
Let's run down the results of the final, and then we'll have some more stuff to talk about. Obviously, Portugal won. But then this is a song that the song that I was – thought that was going to do very well. And I almost thought it was going to win was Bulgaria.
Yeah, that was a really good song too.
Now, Moldova, which is, this is a surprising, Moldova came in third. It was third place.
I know. I did not see that happening. But you know, the saxophone player guy has a following. I mean, he has a reputation. People know who he is. He's the, what do they call it?
Epic sax guy.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and that's, but it, you know, I think that probably contributed partially to it, but I don't think it was a catchy song. So I think,
the choreography. I can sing it right now for you. Yeah.
Followed by Belgium, which good. I like that.
I liked that song. It was one of my favorite ones, but the performance wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
It was better in the final. We did watch it in the semifinals, and it was a bit, but not so good. She did kind of pull it together for the finals.
Yeah.
So that was fourth with 363 points, followed in fifth place by Sweden, 340.
Which is everybody in our room watching the Eurovision with us thought that Sweden was going to be the winner. Everybody thought
that. If we were taking a poll based on the reaction of people in our room, Sweden would have won. Yeah. Just people were just – because it blew their mind because – is catchy song. Is it the first time they saw it, and they're like, "What?"
Yeah, but I think you know with all the YouTube videos that are released in the beginning of the year, up until Eurovision, I think people who are actually voting for the songs have more time to process it. So the first time that I heard the Sweden song, I thought instantly. I was like, "Wow, this is awesome!
It blew your mind.
This is hilarious!" Blah blah blah, but. That's, you know, it kind of, it fades pretty fast too. Yeah. So didn't really stick with me.
Following Sweden was the song which a lot of people thought was going to win the contest, Italy.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, that's.
And you know what? And I still kind of like that song. I know for a while I was saying, oh, I'm kind of sick of this song, but it actually kind of came back. And I'm like, it's a really catchy song, but didn't I. Enough to
I think it was just, you know, the guy has a really 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 outgoing upbeat personality and it showed in his song.
Yeah,
and the guy's all charisma. I think people just really liked him, you know, especially on the internet, like a lot of people interviewing him and you know, and then his personality showed through in his performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that he released a CD day that Eurovision was happening. So I think he'll do fine. I think he has a music career already.
Romania. Which one was Romania again?
I can't remember.
I know. I feel bad for not for.
Anyway, I think we should just stop at that because I don't want to go through like the whole entire list.
Well, let's keep things fun. I have a quiz for you, Rochelle.
Oh, show how smart I am. Awesome. Well,
I'll tell you what, I haven't read, you can read me the questions on this page, I'll read you the questions on this page.
Okay.
I haven't read.
So this is a Eurovision quiz.
This is a Eurovision quiz.
Okay. So.
Obviously, here's the easiest question in the world. Where's the 2017 edition of the competition being held? Ukraine, Sweden, Denmark, or Denmark?
Ukraine.
Okay,
your turn. The Eurovision Song Contest has been broadcasted since which year? 1956, 1960, 1964.
56.
Right.
Yep. I'm the best. True or false, Canada made their first appearance in the competition in 2015.
2015?
False.
False.
It was Australia. But we are hoping to make an appearance in the 2018 contest. You know, I was very sad to hear that, sir, just to put this on pause, that Israel will no longer be able to participate in the contest.
Why?
Their channel, of which they were always the contest had always been shown on, had basically shut down right after they had shown the contest. And so then one of the stipulations had to be, I'm going to pretend I don't to understand this, but one of the stipulations was that to be part of the European Broadcasting Union is that they had to, or being able to participate in this contest is that they had to show it and some other things. So, but you know what? Here's the thing. I don't get how the hell is Australia still in 3 years? They make an exception for Australia.
Because Australia has been showing it in their country for like 20 years.
Yeah, something like that.
So I understand.
Okay.
It makes sense to me.
So.
Okay, so which country, as of 2016, holds the record for the most number of wins?
Is this multiple choice or do I just have to straight up guess?
Straight up guess.
Ireland, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Woohoo! They won twice in a row in the 80s, I think. Twice in a row.
Yeah, same dude, wasn't it?
Yeah, Johnny Logan.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know the answer to this, but I'll throw it out for you. Which British artist performed the 2006 entry Teenage Life? You won't know this. I don't know it.
I don't know.
Daz Sampson.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Daz. Okay, I think this is an easy one. Which artist won in 2014 with Rise Like a Phoenix?
Conchita Hot Dog.
Exactly. In which country was the first competition held?
Which country?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's probably going to be something like Switzerland or something like that.
How do you know that?
Because probably at the time there was only like five countries competing, and it was probably UK, France, and Switzerland seems like a kind of a... I was a total guess.
I would have guessed Sweden.
Yeah. No, I think Sweden came later. Okay, I'm just gonna. Oh yeah. Okay, next question. I guess. What was the name of the 2016 winning entry, and who performed it?
2016.
Yeah, not the last year's winner.
Oh, Jamala.
Yeah. What's the song?
Oh, I can't remember what the song is called.
It's a year.
What?
It's the new.
Oh, 1947 or 46.
44.
Close. Yeah. I feel like we should, like, if we're going to talk about some of these people, I feel like we should, like, have their music queued up.
There. Well,
like, this, because I'm curious to hear this song, okay? 1969, Lulu won with which song?
Which year? Pop It on a String?
1969.
No, it wasn't Lulu. That was...
Boom, Bang, a Bang.
Boom, Bang, a Bang.
I want to hear this. Boom, Bang, a Bang.
All right, hold on.
That sounds awesome.
Hold on. We're going to have some little magic here while I get that ready for you. All right, let's hear some Boom, Bang, a Bang. Boom, boom.
Alan Morehouse dirige la orquesta Johnny Warris. Interprete Lulu.
Back in the days of an orchestra.
Come closer, and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when with him there. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My
boom, bang a bang a bang a bang a bang a bang a bang.
I thought it would be more fun.
That's pretty fun. It's cute.
It's cute, but I thought it was going to be like more upbeat.
This was a winner. This was 1969.
Yeah, I do really like that orchestra, though. It sounds really nice.
So there you go. That's how they rolled back in 1969 Eurovision.
All right. Man, and her hair and her makeup is just like
perfect. Yes,
so
I agree.
Perfect.
All right. Here's a question for you, Rochelle.
Sure.
Which country was Lord Ibe representing when they won the 2006 edition?
Finland.
Yeah, you nailed it. You are the best.
That's like the most popular one is Lord Ibe.
All right.
Which artist was the first to win for the UK in 1967?
Oh, 67? Oh, shit. I know this. I know this. I know the song.
What's the song?
The song is Puppet on a String. Who sang it? Hold on.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, please.
Sandy Shaw.
Let's play that. This is a song.
You like this song.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Well, it just so happens by some strange coincidence, we have that particular singer with us tonight. She absolutely took Europe by storm, and I'm sure she's going to do the same tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your warm welcome for Miss Sandy Shaw.
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string. Love is just like a merry-go-round. Say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string. I may win on the roundabout, then I lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt. Like a puppet on a string.
Okay, that's a winner in my books.
Yeah, that's a super cute song.
Yep. So
I like the boom,
boom, boom, boom. You can't. Boom, boom. Is that a tuba?
Yeah, I think so.
You can't go wrong with the tuba.
Boom, well, I think.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think you probably can, but.
Well, when it's done right.
I like it. It's good.
All right.
It's good. I think that's it for my questions.
Okay, well, I'll do one more. Which group was the United Kingdom's last winner in 1997 with Love Shine a Light? A group that had been known to walk on sunshine. Been walking on sunshine. I'm basically giving you the answer.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Okay, Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, I don't know that band.
Walking on Sunshine?
I know that song.
Yeah,
but Eric, I'm not like you. I don't. My brain doesn't work like you. I don't memorize every single.
Okay.
I mean, you should know that by now. You come into the room, I'm watching a TV show on Netflix, yes. And you're like, what are you watching? Like, I seriously just picked the movie or just picked the show. And I'm like, I don't know.
So we have different brains.
Okay. Yeah.
My brain is
your brain is like, categorize information all the time. And mine's like,
this poops. Just all about. Okay.
No, visually, I think visually, I don't think like, I don't memorize names and times and places. And
no, but you know what? Like you do have one really good skill, though, when it comes to kind of that part of your brain. You whenever you do this, it astounds me. And I was very proud of you.
What?
You have the ability to go, to pick out somebody that I don't recognize, and you will know them from something else. I'm trying to think of a specific example.
Yeah, like when we're watching a TV show and I'm like, oh, that's the guy from blah, 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 or
and then,
the girl from whatever. Yeah, but that's visually, right? Like, yeah, that's like, I can see that. Yeah. I can, yeah. But ask me what their name is? I don't know.
Not so much, no. There's that guy, like, I don't even know the name of the actor, but the guy's on Murdoch Mysteries and Napkin Man. But you recognize him as the guy from some commercial that you watched a while back. You know the guy I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, he's like in everything.
He's in everything, apparently.
Yeah. No, I recognize him because when I was in grade 9 or something, I went to a birthday party.
Yeah.
At this guy's house, and we watched this movie where he was in it, and it took place in the Northwest Territories, and he got dared by his friends to ride on a dog sled naked.
Okay, that's why you remember it.
And I was like, oh, I saw a guy's butt.
I saw a butt. And that was pretty
that's
cool.
How I recognized him. Okay, and then he's in, like, you know, then Bo starts watching the Napkin Man show on CBC, and I'm like, okay, he's in that. Then he's also in these commercials. Then he's also in Murdoch Mysteries. I'm like, what the hell?
He's one of those guys everywhere. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know his name.
There's another actor like that too, another Canadian actor.
Michael Ironside?
What does he look like?
I'll show him to you, and you'll go, oh, that guy.
I'm thinking of this guy who, he was in this movie called Whale Music, and then he was in... Yeah, no, not him.
You know, like, you've seen this guy in like a million things.
Yeah, so. I have, yes.
Okay.
I know. He kind of looks like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
A little bit. No, put in Whale Music actor.
Whale.
So that movie is kind of like the Beach Boys story. Yeah, that guy in the suit.
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Maury Chicken. Yeah, he's in a lot of
things. He is in so many things. Like...
He's in, like,
and it could just be like the smallest little part, and he's in it.
Yeah, Maury Chaykin's. He's been in so many little things. He's like, oh, that guy again.
Yeah,
that guy again.
Yeah. I don't understand like how he's not in more leading roles because he's seriously everywhere.
He's what people like to call a character actor, guy who's in a lot of very small roles, but. Very memorable small roles.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's been in a. Let's play a game.
Sure. You just really like playing games.
Okay. This is not working. Anyways.
Next time
we'll play this game. We'll play guess the character actor, but
So I was watching, I'm trying to like get into this Riverdale show because I feel like it should be good.
I don't even want
to. And last night I was watching it and I was just bored out of my mind. I'm like, it's like the writing is so bad. They're trying to make it so, the story so complicated. You know, like when they're just like talking to tell the story or to figure things out, but there's no action happening.
Oh, like a lot of exposition. Like,
what does that mean?
Just like explaining things. When a character explains the situation and just
it's so bad.
It can be it can be lazy writing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole first season, I think it is just the first season, is still trying to figure out this murder.
There's a murder.
And yeah, it's kind of like Twin Peaks, honestly. And then when I was looking at the IMDb thing last night, one of the ladies is from Twin Peaks.
Okay.
I don't know how to say her name. It's like a German name. It has like umlaut on it. Madchen.
Oh, Madchen. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So I think she was like, when I looked at pictures of Twin Peaks, she was like a waitress or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has a real Twin Peaks vibe to it. And then who was on it last night? Molly Ringwald.
Really? Who's she play?
Archie's mom.
Okay, that makes sense. Red hair.
She's married to, well, she had him with Luke Perry.
You know, this...
It didn't make it good.
Here's the thing I don't get, is people fucking love this show. And maybe it's...
Really?
People are just like all over the show. They think it's the greatest thing since other things. But here, maybe it's because I'm cynical. Maybe it's because I'm old. That's a distinct possibility. But I am not even willing to give this a chance. The Archie I know, the Archie I love, is drawn in the comics. He does silly things. He does not investigate murders. There's no teenage angst. There's no edginess to him. He's just some dude going around his life.
Yeah, and the best part about Archie comics is that there was, you know, like there's one story that's about this thing, and then it ends. And then there's another story about this thing, and then it ends.
They're all self-contained little things.
And so there's a whole bunch of different stories. And everybody's so serious in this show, and everybody is so made up.
Okay, like, here's a question.
Listen to me. I need to finish this, okay? Molly Ringwald should not have that much makeup on. It made her look painted. Like, okay. And all the characters have way too much makeup on. You can do that to like a 20-year-old girl and get away with it, but on the older ladies to put that much makeup on them, it just looks so disgusting. And then their outfits are so, there's the look of the show bothers me a lot. It doesn't look
very dark.
It doesn't look right. No, it looks like I can see the wigs. I can see the caked on powder. The only person who doesn't have that much makeup on, like the guys, I guess, don't really, but some of the guys actually do have a lot of makeup on. It's gross. I don't like it. Because I think they're trying to make it look like Twin Peaks.
I have one question, which I need to ask. I need to ask this question.
What?
Does the Jughead guy, is there a Jughead guy on the show?
Yeah, and he's not gay.
What, he's gay on the show?
No, he's not gay on the show, but in the Archie comics, he came out as being gay.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed that one. Does he eat a lot of hamburgers on the show?
No.
Fuck it. Fuck this show. But I'm done.
He has like a toque that has a little like ridge on it.
Oh, okay. So
it's just not even a crown. And Moose is gay? No. Seriously?
You know what's gay?
Like he was with Midge.
Yeah, Midge.
Like this show, and then Reggie's like part Asian.
Oh.
And then the principal dude,
Mr. Weatherby.
Yeah, he's black and he's thin. I'm like, come on, you're totally changing everything. Fred, Archie's dad, is Luke Perry. Luke Perry's not fat and balding and has black hair.
I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
That's what Archie's dad looks like.
Oh yeah, now I remember. Yeah,
yeah.
I know
so dumb. And then Jughead's dad is like a criminal, part of a biker gang. There's no biker gangs and you know what I feel like they did? I feel like they're like, hey, let's make this show and then let's say that it's based off of Archie and we'll just steal certain components of it and then everybody will want to watch it.
It makes me want to punch a wall or show. It makes me want to punch a wall.
Yeah. Can you go to someone else's house and do it? I don't feel like fixing it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Well, that's a problem. Yeah, I could punch a wall in my old place, but then, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you punch the part that you already fixed before?
No, because then I'll have to fix it again. All right.
Yeah!
Well, that's the show. There you go. It's our Eurovision wrap-up. Like it or not, Portugal is where we're going to be doing the next Eurovision. Lisbon, Portugal. Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Probably give me...
Congratulations, Portugal.
Good job, guys. Great work. So there you go.
Please, Eurovision TV, can you please air it on your website?
Please sort that out. Because as fun as it was having people over at our house for a change.
I want to do it at the Danish Heating Club next year.
That's good. That's good. So yeah, sort that out and don't be dumb about it. Please. What more can I say? Other than don't want to watch Riverdale, happy about the Eurovision winner. And piñatas are harder to make than they seem on Martha Stewart's website or book or whatever.
You know what? My mistake, Eric, I didn't follow Martha Stewart's guidelines.
I bet you she has an entire book about piñatas.
She has a whole video how to do it, and I was like, I don't need to buy one of those like silver helium balloons. I'll just use a regular balloon.
Yeah.
Well, joke's on me. Those ones
joke
pop.
Is on
those
you.
Ones pop. And then your piñata goes flat and soggy.
Yeah. Well. So we are looking forward to child number two coming up very soon. So
we will be accepting baby names for a boy. Preferably having four letters. Any suggestions? Send them our way.
info@tiptaptip.com. Or anything else you want to say. We are always open for comments, suggestions, well wishes, etc., etc.
Yeah, just don't tell us we suck.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice. We're nice, mostly. Kind of.
What?
We're great.
Sure.
Sure. Say it with confidence, Rochelle.
Oh, my goodness.
Bringing it back. All right, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Perfection must always be imperfect. If that's true, our world's not free of defect. Barely any people who feel assessed for action, 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 action. And what we call attraction is a constellation of looks and fame. You're not admired for a life filled with memories. Powerful you are when fighting.